We've been looking at the roles of the husbands and the wives, okay? And I think this is very important for us. We should have, besides this class, we should have two more classes on the roles of the husbands and wives. I want to speak on the admiration aspect of the woman towards the husband, the respect aspect, on Wednesday. And then we have the 31st, I think, or the last class, the last Sunday of the year, and then we have the first Wednesday of January. And then January the 7th, Lord willing, we start talking about parenting, a couple of sessions. And so we'll move on. We're trying to balance it out, make sure we have enough of every aspect as much as we can. But today, I'm going to go back and focus as much as I can on this class on the leadership role of the husband. Okay, remember, I put it this way. The husband is to lead, to love, and to labor. Okay, so we spoke briefly about laboring, not too much. We have spoken on love last week. And then I'm going to address generally on leading. What does it mean in the Bible? And then on the woman, we're going to talk about admiring on Wednesday night. And we already talked about assisting last Wednesday. So I'm kind of more or less following the outline. I mean, I'm not perfect following it all through, but it's more or less... Okay, very good. So we're talking about leadership today. And I cannot help but conclude... See, I like to break it like this. I put it in three sections. I know there can be more broken down in more sections, responsibilities of the husband. But I like it like this because it fits in my idea of... fulfilling a physical need, an emotional need, and a spiritual need. So when the husband labors, he's fulfilling a physical need. Okay? When the husband loves, he's fulfilling an emotional need. And when the husband leads, he's fulfilling a spiritual need. And this is not coincidence, based on the outline I made. Every time I look at leadership in the Bible, it's related to spiritual matters. Because God's leaders or men who lead, no matter where, appointed by God, they must be spiritual men. It has to do with that relationship with God. It has to do with guiding his wife or the people they're in charge of to connect to God. That's what leadership is here. So... for instance, when we read in the book of Genesis, the book of Genesis is just fascinating. If you want to go with me there in Genesis chapter 1, notice, for instance, the type of leadership Adam was going to have, was supposed to have. In Genesis chapter 2, let me see, verse 15. Notice, for instance, then the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend it and to keep it. Okay, now verse 16. And the Lord God commanded whom? Commanded the man. Okay, we already know the name of the man. His name is Adam. So God commanded Adam. And he told him, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. See, here's the commandment, and he's the one responsible for keeping this commandment. And this commandment has to do with obeying God's will. The word of God, given to Adam, and he's responsible to fulfill the spiritual role of leadership in the home. Now, Eve is going to come, but he's the one that it was given the commandment. Adam. And it fits perfectly when after Eve, or rather both of them, partake of the fruit, notice in chapter 3,